If you are not okay with today's message, you can take it up with our HR department. Ms. Cherry, it's back there. She's welcome. She will hear you out. Okay. If you don't want to voice it, and you want to write it in a little box or a little envelope, we can put it in a little box, and I'll let her handle it later. I'm just gonna preach the word. Okay. Is that okay? I really do love this topic I'm going to talk about. I really do. Okay? I want to talk to you guys about walking in the blessings. Are we going to talk about some money today? I love it. I love this subject. I really do. But a lot of people don't like it because they like their money. And they hang on to, what's that little creature's name on The Hobbit? Where he's like, my precious, you know, right? Or Lord of the Rings. I got it wrong. You know what I'm talking about? Gollum. What is? Gollum. Y'all, I'm serious. It's so funny because people do that with their money. Like, it's my precious. It's don't talk about my money. It's okay. I don't have a problem with it. You're good. We're good. We're just going to talk about it today. All right. I believe it's so important that we line our finances up with God's word. Okay, now. In Christian culture today, you've got these different spectrums of beliefs in the financial area, okay? And I say this even with, it goes to the same thing with a lot of areas in Christianity. Different people have different beliefs and different spectrums of this line, okay? So you've got this side over here when it comes to finances that they believe we're supposed to be poor, we're supposed to be nothing, we're without, we're just absolutely just desolate. That's the way we're supposed to be, okay? And then you've got this spectrum over here of prosperity preaching, okay? All right, and if you don't understand what prosperity preaching is, just the nutshell is if you give a dollar, God's going to give you $100. Okay, it's a hundredfold type thing. So if you give a dollar, God's going to bless you with this just incredible amount of money, okay? I don't believe in prosperity preaching. I don't believe in that ministry. I don't believe in that, okay? But I will tell you this, that when I read my Bible, I land in about this area. Not necessarily this area, but I believe when I read God's word, I see that from Scripture, it's okay to be blessed. It's okay to walk in the blessings. Amen. You know, so I want to talk about this today, and I'm going to do my best to stay with my notes. Sorry, I don't be clapping loud. Okay. So let me present this with you as I get into this. I've said this many times. I'm a simple person. So when I read God's word, I read it based on, well, what the pages actually say. Okay? I'm going to read, if the word says this, then I'm going to take it for this value, what this is saying. Now, I understand, and so just let me break this down to you. So when my Bible study time is this is exactly how I do it. I will go through different versions. My study, my focus, I like NIV. That's my go-to, okay? I understand it. It's English. It's great, okay? Then I will venture. I want to see what the American Standard Version is. I want to see what the King James Spanish Version is, okay? So it takes me a little longer. I have to read the scriptures a few extra times when it comes to King James. But I know a lot of people really love the King James. I'm just being real with you. Don't throw anything at me, okay? Now, when it comes to, now I know a lot of pastors and a lot of people really enjoy going into Greek and Hebrew. And I believe there's an importance in that area. I just haven't ventured out in that area, okay? I just read what the Word of God says, right, kind of plain, okay? Is that fair? You guys good? Okay, Bob, don't throw anything at me, okay? I'm just trying to be real with you, so as I get into this, you're following with me. Is that fair? All right, now we're on the same page. All right, see, when I read the Bible, this is what it tells me. God supplies all my needs. That every perfect gift comes from the Father. He's a wonderful gift giver. Oh, and it's perfect. The Word of God also says, give and it will be given back. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, for the measure you use will be given back. That's the Word. Okay? Whoever sows generously will also reap. Generously. It's what the pages say. Okay? See, if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out such a blessing that there will not be enough room to store it. I like that one. He will do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think according to the power at work within us. So when I read the scriptures, I see abundantly. I see blessed. Blessed are those who blessed. Throughout the scripture, from front to back. Amen. Blessed. I know we're going to go through hard times and we go through seasons. And we go through struggles. Amen. But God provides. He takes care of all our needs. So I want to do something today. I want to go through some scripture with you today. And I want us to do this. Would you stand with me today real quick? I want to read God's word, but we're going to do something just a little different. I want you to pull your wallets out. I'm going to do something that probably not very many pastors will do, but I'm going to do it. Okay? And you're about to find out. I want you to pull your wallets out. If you got something in your purse, pull your wallet out of your purse and grab it in your hand. I want to read the scripture. And then we're going to do something together as the body. Okay? We're going to do this all together, so I won't be doing this alone. Okay? All right. So we're going to read. I want us to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. We're going to read 6, 7, and 8. These are some really serious go-to scriptures that everybody goes to. We hear them all the time, but we're going to dive into it today. We're going to unpack what this word says. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 6 through 7, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided to give. Okay? Each of you should give what you've decided in your heart to give. Not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Now, here's what I want us to do today, is I want to go through a lot of stops and starts today. So first thing is this, I want you to take your wallet. Pastor, don't throw anything at me. I want you to put it back in your wallet. Okay? Pocket, put your wallet back in your pocket. Or put in your purse, it's fine. First thing is I want to tell you is stop giving. You may be seated. That's exactly why. Well, that's why that's exactly right. Stop giving, said no pastor ever. I'm sorry if our offerings start going down. I'm sorry. Let's pray. Father, we love you. God, we love your word. God, man, we want to have a fun with your word. We want to dive into it today. We want to talk about it. God, I pray that it cultivates us. God, it brings a fresh perspective of your word today. Father, I thank you for giving me this word, walking me through this and guiding me and allowing me to unpack the scriptures today to your people, Lord. And I thank you for this opportunity. Right now, I'll lift up everybody in this room to hear your word, to grab a hold of it, Lord. I thank you for the seeds that are going to be put out today, Lord. I pray that they take root, God, and that they grow and develop, Lord. I just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. The reason why it says stop giving is verse 7. Verse 7 says this. It says each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give. Not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. You know, a lot of times we go through season, church service where the pastor is just pounding and putting pressure on you to give. I've been in those services. Bible tells me to do something a little different, to give what I've decided in my heart to give. I think it's so important that we're obedient to God's word. Yes. This Bible tells us, and this whole thing is for us to process it before we give. What you've decided in your heart to give, what you've processed, what you've prayed about, that's what we give. Amen. Amen. I've been in services where the pastor, I kid you not, I've shared this before, but I kid you not, it was so awkward and so weird for me, blew my mind. And the guy took up the offering. And they counted it right in front. I mean, they just got this little table out and they just started breaking down all the envelopes and just started counting everything right there in front of everybody. And then they got the little calculator. They said, okay, we need five more people to give $20 more each. And then they just kept on and kept on and kept on and kept on. I think that's wrong. It's 100% wrong. The Bible tells us to process what we're giving. Process it. Don't just give, but process what you're going to give. The Word of God tells us to do this with our finances. It says, seek first the kingdom of God. That means everything. But seek first the kingdom of God. Every area of our lives we're supposed to seek God after. God, is this really what you want me to give? We process what we give. God's called us to use wisdom. It said Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with our wealth. How we honor is we were stewards of God's word. And that verse 7 tells us to let's process about what you're going to give. Pray about what you're going to give. Don't just give reluctantly or give out of compulsion. Don't give because the pastor's giving you a great message of giving and he's going to take up a big old offering and tell you to give, 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 give. Process what you're going to give. Pray about what you're going to give. Exactly. Amen. We love to give. Yes. We're a giving folks. But it's important we process. Amen. It's what the Word of God says for us to do. Start praying. So stop just giving and start praying over what you are giving. Come on. Ask God for wisdom. Right. Ask God, God, is this okay? And ask God, I want to bless somebody this week. So carve out $20. Carve out something out of your finances and say, God, show me who to bless. So you're processing it. Amen. We got to be stewards of our finances. That's right. Come on. Yes. Amen. So we're going to let's keep going. Number two. We're just getting right up in it. And I'm going to go somewhere, so y'all just follow along with me, okay? Stop looking at everybody else's blessings. You know, if we got our eyes on everybody else's blessings, we can so miss what God is doing right in front of us. You know, I'm going to tell you my opinion. This is just my opinion. I know pastors are not supposed to share opinions, but this is just my opinion. I'm going to do it anyways. So I've got the microphone. Okay. You can take this or not. I don't care. I really enjoy seeing pastors financially secure. Amen. I do. Yeah. And when I see a pastor driving a really nice car, I'm okay with it. I'm just being honest with you. So I know there's a lot of conversations when it comes up to financing or finances and stuff. When it comes to pastors and having lots of money and being millionaires, everybody's like red flags. Oh, they shouldn't be having that kind of money. I've got a different opinion. I'm sorry. Don't you agree with it or not? I don't care. It's fine. Everybody's got their opinions on this matter. But when it comes to I'm going to throw this out there. Don't shoot me. Don't tune me out, okay? You may not agree with me. That's okay. You got Kenneth Copeland. You got Jesse Duplantis. You've got Joel Osteen. You've got T.D. Jakes. You've got these big guys. They are millionaires. John Bevere, Lisa Bevere. Have you ever heard them? They're fantastic authors. They are millionaires. They are wealthy. They got nice cars. T.D. Jakes, he is a millionaire. He is rich. Okay? I do not agree on certain lots of different points of theology that those guys preach on. So I'm just going to be honest with you, okay? But instead of sitting there judging and pointing your fingers and saying those guys shouldn't be that, oh, they're spending their money, oh, blah, 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 blah. Okay, God, if you want to bless them that way, that's fine. But here's the thing. You're going to understand, looking at in-depthness, look at T.D. Jakes. He doesn't take a dime from his church. He makes his millions from a lot of his books. I've read a couple of those books. Joel Osteen, he makes millions off of his books. And guess what? I've read one of them books. Don't throw anything at me. It was a good book. But I don't agree with some of his theology. Okay? I've heard some of his preaching here lately. I don't agree with it. Right. I've heard some things T.D. Jakes I don't agree with. But I've read some of his business books, and they're fantastic. Yeah. Kenneth Copeland. Okay? Some people may not agree with some of his stuff. But God's blessed him so mightily, so incredibly. It was amazing. When I went over there too, when I was about 18, we started cleaning some windows over there in their Eagle Mountain compound. It's a huge place out there. It's massive. I went to their into the airplane hangar. He had all kinds of planes in that thing. Boy, people love to hammer down and attack and attack and attack and judge and this and that. But how many times has he given planes away? Go back and look at the testimony of what he's done.
That's right.
And you know, if you get so blessed like he's blessed, I would be the same way by talking about blessings. I'm okay with it because I know God's for me, how God's blessed my life. God blessed him with that compound, whatever you want to call it, place out there, ministry, that property they have out there. I love the testimony. Go online, find out what the testimony is of that. It's powerful. It's amazing how God opened the door with that. And on top of that, once they bought the property and God blessed them with the finances to buy the property, okay, then they discover oil, pocket of oil right up underneath it, okay, and God just, it's just more blessings. I love it.
That's right.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying that God's called everybody. I'm not saying that we're supposed to be all mean or anything like that. I'm just saying stop looking at everybody else's, what God's doing with other people, and start looking at what God's doing right in front of you. Because when we got our eyes everywhere else and we're trying to look at this person or that person, we're going to miss what God's wanting to do. He is doing right in front of us.
Amen.
We miss the blessings that God is pouring out on us right in front of us, the jobs that he's got given us, the open doors. Amen. The gas in our cars. Amen. One of the things I love about John Bevere, he's a fantastic author. He is very, very wealthy. One of the first things he did, he would go and share the gospel at all over the place. And I'm sure his regular income, I would doubt he cracked over $100,000 in a year on a regular basis. Part of his testimony is he said that when he wrote his first book, he said, "Oh God, I'm going to give you 100% of this profit to the church. I'm giving it back." Guess what? When that time came and his financial guy said, "Here's your check," it was well over $1 million. Praise God. Handed it right over to the church.
Hallelujah.
Then God went on. He went on. His wife wrote a book. He's written many, many others, all of them bestsellers. Blessings. Let's stop judging and start looking at everybody else's things, what God's doing to all these other people. Look right in front of you.
Yes.
Open your eyes to what God is doing right in front of you. Because if I'm telling you, God, we're walking in the blessings. We are already walking in the blessings.
Amen.
But if we have our eyes everywhere else, we're going to miss what God's doing right in front of us.
Amen.
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 Thank God for us to have breath in the mornings. Thank God we're above the ground today. I love that. Garen said that during our little huddle here. Thank God we're above ground. Praise God.
Amen.
We have breath. We have another day. God, thank you for blessing me.
Amen.
Word of God says, don't covet other people's stuff, man. If we're sitting there being jealous about things, we're going to miss what God's wanting to do right in front of us. Number three about walking in the blessings is, you know, the thing is I believe, again, I've shared this, man, I know there's so many perspectives and different people's got opinions, but when I read God's word, I believe God is wanting to take care of us and walk and pour out his blessings on us every day. I really do. And I know a lot of people have this perspective of, again, over here. I don't. So I believe God is pouring out blessings on us every single day, but we just got our eyes other places and not seeing it sometimes. Sometimes we just are not using our money wisely.
Amen.
Sometimes we're listening to too many opinions. Okay? Even though I know I'm just sharing my opinion.
Right.
Don't throw anything at me, Miss Wallace.
Okay.
Stop listening to everyone.
Come on.
Stop listening to everybody. Boy, there's a lot of opinions out there. You know, one thing that just disturbs me about Christian culture today, I had a conversation with my coworker just this week, is that everybody is attacking each other's opinions or thoughts about the Word of God. And it happens on both sides. However you believe, both sides, and they're doing it in a wanting to try to clarify and teach. But what they're doing is they're attacking other people's beliefs. And so what it does, it just tears down and tears down and tears down and tears down. And when it comes to giving and comes to blessings and what how we are to do our lives on our finances. It's the same way. If you look at, if you do any kind of search online, everybody's got different thoughts. And, well, you have so many people attacking, so many this. And I mean, it's just, it's all over the place. When it comes to your finances and understanding the blessings of God in your lives, you know where you need to be looking at? The Bible. What does the Bible say about your finances? What does the Bible say about walking in the blessings? Luke 11:28 says, he replied, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. What does the scripture say about giving? What does the scripture say about the word of God? Stop trying to tune in to everybody else and everybody else's opinions and everybody else's thoughts. And what does the scripture say to you? What does the word of God say to you? Because there's a lot of different people have a lot of different opinions out there. So I just want to encourage you. Dive into what the word of God says. Be obedient to what his word says. Amen?
Amen.
You guys good?
Yes.
We're talking about walking in the blessings. Understanding about walking in the blessings. Things we've got to change in our minds. Stop looking at everybody else's blessings. Start looking at what God is doing right in front of you. Stop just randomly giving, but give what God is telling you to give. Be obedient to that. And I'm going to get to this. I'm going to get to another point of this too in a second. Stop giving because you feel bad about somebody in the church. Or feel bad about somebody else or something that's happening. You're scratching your head on that one. Right? Here's what I'm going to tell you to do. The Word of God says for us to process. Think about what you're going to give and decide to give, okay? There's a lot of people in the church, and I've been in church for a long, long, long time. Instead of giving somebody financial something, maybe work on finding something else that they're actually in need of. If they're in need of clothes, why don't you bless them with some clothes? And what, so here's what I'm trying to tell you is process it first. Before you just give, process what you're going to do and why they, what's going on in their lives. There's a lot of people, and this is, and please don't take this wrong, but a lot of people, I preached this a long time ago, about everybody makes their own bed and they lie in it, okay? Yeah. And so bad decisions, okay, bad financial decisions get us to bad places.
Yeah.
And so giving somebody else $100 just for them to squander it and make another bad decision with it, process it. Ask God, is there something better I need to do with this? Can I help them pay the utility bill directly? Can I help bless them with clothes? Would that be more effective? Are you understanding what I'm saying? I'm not telling you don't give to people. I'm telling you process it first because I think that's what God's want us to do. He says honor the Lord with our finances. And what that is being steward of what God's given us. And so in other words, just really process what you're doing with it. Use wisdom with your finances. Amen.
Amen.
I've met people that have got big hearts and all they do is give, and they give to a lot of different areas and they find themselves in bad spots financially because they're not processing. I'm not saying, I'm just saying process what you're doing with your finances before you step out and do it. Is that fair?
Yeah.
When I read that scripture, Verse 7, it says, what you've decided in your heart to give. In other words, what you've processed, what you've thought about, what you've prayed about. It's so important, guys, in today's culture that we are wise in every area of our lives, and it includes our finances. And I know we got a loving church, and we love to give, and we want to bless. All I'm trying to tell you is let's follow what the Word of God says, and let's process it before we do it. Because it's not always it may not always be money. It may be something else that we need to give to somebody. Amen. If I see somebody on the street, I'd rather go get them a burger. Picking up what I'm laying down. Start giving because God is telling you. Not out of emotion, but out of obedience.
There we go.
Out of obedience. That's good stuff right there. I don't care who you are. That's good. Number 5. You guys with me? Y'all not throwing anything at me yet, so I'm hoping you're with me. Y'all good?
Good.
Man, it's just important we process what was going on in our lives. Number five. There's only a few more. This is a good one. I like this one. Stop blaming the lack of abundance on God. Luke 11, 6 says, if you can't be trusted to manage a little, how can you be trusted to manage much? We love to point and blame God. God, you're just not blessing me. I hadn't had a raise in my job, and God just not blessing me like he's blessing somebody else. Stop looking at everybody else. It's so funny how we do that. And we love to blame God because of our bad financial decisions. You make your bed, you lay in it. Yeah. You sign at the dotted line over and over and over again with credit cards. Guess what? Right. You're going to be tied up with those debts.
Yes.
Yes. Proverbs 22:7. The rich ruler's rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. Man, I'm telling you what I'm trying to tell you. Listen, I've got some things financed, so don't. Okay, I'm not judging. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying process what you're doing with your finances. When it comes to your finances and doing things, use wisdom with it. Amen. Stop blaming God on your bad mistakes. Ask God to show you how to get out of those mistakes. And he will show you. He'll show you how to do it. Amen. I love this church. There's some fellas in the church, man, I've got so much respect for. You know why? They will work extra hours without hesitation. Get extra jobs to provide and do and fix and do whatever needs to happen for their families. That's a man right there. Versus sitting there blaming everybody else. And woes is me type thing. You need something, you need a breakthrough. You've made some bad financial decisions. Work a little extra harder. Word of God, Proverbs 4 says, lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. God gave you some hands. God gave you some feet. Use them. That's okay. It's okay. I know I'm just preaching the word. It's fine. I got it. It's good. It's good. It's good. God, I'm telling you, when I read the word of God, I see how he wants us to bless us and walk in blessings. But the enemy wants us to not feel blessed and not walk in the blessings. And he wants us to make bad decisions financially because he's enticing us every time we turn around with new things and fancy spancy stuff. Okay? We try to buy things that we really can't afford. And then we get into this mess of debt and we start stressing over it. And then guess what? We're stressing and focusing on that and not what God is wanting us to do in our lives. Listen to me. When I make decisions financially, and I did this, I started this a long time ago, I said, God, if this decision is going to hold me back from going, when you say go, I don't need to make this decision. Because see, I don't want to have to sit there and say, if God tells me to go and do something, I don't want to sit there and say, well, God, let me save up for it because I've got so much debt. I've got so much this and so much of my bad mistakes that I have to give me 6 months to save up for it. Or I even doubt that I'm going to be able to go to this mission trip or something. Now, I know God can provide and do things. I'm just trying to give you an overview of just the thought process of using wisdom with your finances. Obey God with your finances. See what the Word of God says with it. Stop blaming God because you've made bad choices. Ask God to help you get out of those.
That's right.
Amen? You following along with me? You guys good?
Amen.
Just want to make sure I get those points real quick. Pray about what you're giving. Process what you're giving. Don't look at everybody else's blessings. Look at what God's doing for you right in front of you. God's already pouring blessings out. Man, when we give our heart to God, He just immediately just starts pouring down blessings on us. It's taking care of us. He's providing for us. When we got our minds everywhere else, and when we sign at the dotted line and we get on so much more stress and so much stuff because we're making bad decisions financially, it's hard to get walking in those blessings. It's all right. It's okay. It's fine. Y'all love me anyways. I'm just sharing what I'm selling. The Word of God tells us to process our finances. Okay. All right. Stop blaming the lack of abundance on God. Start looking at your own finances. God, how do I get out of this? Show me how I need to do this. Provide for me extra jobs, whatever I need to do to get in a better spot. Amen? So, because I don't want to be stressed. Okay. Learn to manage your money. And how we do that is we process. God, show me how to do these finances better. Show me what your word is saying. I want to honor you with my wealth. And if that wealth is only $100, I want to honor you with that $100. That's good stuff. Amen. Number six. Almost done. We're good. You guys good?
Yeah.
Stop doubting what his word says about sowing and reaping. Boy, can you justify this stuff away. There's a lot of people out there online that will justify the mess out of it. But there is a law of sowing and reaping. It is fact. It doesn't change. When you sow, God's going to bless you. And it may not be necessarily money. It may be another way. It doesn't mean if you give $100, God's going to give you $1,000. If you give $100, God may do something completely different that he knows what you need. But he's going to bless it because that's the law of sowing and reaping. If I sow, if I put in a, now this is what it says. You sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. You sow generously, you're going to reap generously. If you put a little bitty old garden and you throw a couple of seeds in it, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have a little bitty garden. If you sow this huge garden, you spend some time tilling the ground, you work this area, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have a big garden. Right? There's a saw. That's a law. That's a fact. I can't tell you, and I know everybody in this room will probably tell you and testify. I have all kinds of testimonies about this. I just want to share just a real quick little testimony that Amber and I have in this area. Amber and I, we decided we felt we wanted to give in this area. We want to sow some seed, and we started processing. I didn't just all of a sudden cut a check. I processed it. I did what God's words tells me to do. I didn't give out of emotions. I didn't give because it was everybody was doing it. I gave because I wanted to honor the Lord. I wanted to sow some seed, but I processed it. I used some wisdom. Amen. So I prayed over it. I processed it. Amber and I talked about it, and we decided to sow some seed. I said, God, I'm going to sow this seed, and I know you're going to multiply it, and you're going to do some amazing things with it. And I left it alone. But guess what happened just a few weeks ago? Now, this happened a few months prior, okay, when we sowed some seed. Guess what happened just a couple of weeks ago? I got called into the office and got an opportunity for a new job position. Guess what that job position is entailed? It adds a little extra in the bank account. Thank you, God. Not only does it change the whole dynamic of what I've been doing, it gets me, I mean, I'm very excited about it. But you can't tell me that sowing and reaping doesn't work. Because I've seen it happen in my life over and over and over and over and over again. Amen?
Amen.
Stop doubting that.
Amen.
Just be obedient to what God's word tells us. That prove him in that. I love this next part. So here's the thing. Stop doubting what the word says about sowing and reaping. And start sowing bigger and bigger. And just see what happens. Amen?
Amen.
Here's the last one, number seven. Stop doubting the power of tithe. Now, Pastor, I didn't bring this message here because this church is not a tithing church.
Right.
Or not a giving church, or we're in lack or anything of that nature. We're not. God's blessing and taking care of us. You're a giving church. We are not hurting.
Right.
We're not in dire straits. We've got some money in the bank. We're paying our bills. We're able to pay our pastor. We got things taken care of. Amen. It's good. So don't think I'm trying to give this message because, well, we need money. God's got that handled. Yeah. It's important we understand what God's word says about us and our finances and our personal lives. Right. And the word of God, and this thing, stop doubting the power of tithes. I want to read a scripture, Malachi 3:10. It's a big scripture. Everybody's heard it, but we're going to read it. I want to look at it. Let's bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, the church, ministry, okay? Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. Hallelujah. It's funny how so many times people try to justify this one away. Well, that's under the law. No, tithing wasn't under the law. It was a part of it with Moses, yes, but it was before the law. And Jesus even talks about it in Luke 42 when he's addressing the Pharisees. He's saying these guys tithe and they give offerings, but they're lacking love and they're lacking grace. And he says you got to have all of it. You need to do all of it. Tithing is not a... It's not a religious thing. It's an act of faith in saying, God, I trust you with this. And it's the only area in the Word of God that he says, prove me in this. Test me in this. There's nowhere else in the Word of God that the Bible says this, except this area with tithing. Giving a tenth of your offerings, of your income. And I know a lot of people have different perspectives of this one, but I do believe it's supposed to go to the church. Yes. Moses, Abram tithed to King Melchizedek. I can't never pronounce his name. Yes. Sorry, I have a hard time with his name. Thank you. Yeah. I try. And over again, you see tithing going to authority, spiritual authority. Amen. And so we do tithe to the church. You know, when I tithe, I don't give because I'm trying to, I don't do it out of a religious thing. I do it because I want to honor God. This is the Word of God tells me throughout the Word of God to tithe, to give my 10%, to honor Him. You know, 100% of my income is God's. And when I tithe that 10%, I say, God, I trust you. Fully, I give you, I want you to guide every area of my life, and this is including my finances, and so I'm going to give this tenth. I want to honor you, I want to honor your word, I want to be obedient to every aspect of your word, and that's including in my finances. And so many people justify this away and try to say, well, it's this or this, that. Why? When the Bible tells us to prove them in this. Why would you not? Why would you sit there and argue this point when God says, look, just prove me in this? That I'm not going to open up the floodgates and pour out a blessing on your life that you can't even store it. I promise you, I've got so many testimonies in my life about this. You can't tell me tithing doesn't pour out a blessing in my life. Because it's done it over and over and over again. And I've seen it happen here in this church. Man. I've seen how God blesses when people are tithing. Now let me say this. I'm going to say this because I want to make sure you're very clear. I don't know who tithes and who doesn't tithe. There's only two people in this church body that knows who tithes and who doesn't tithe. And that's my dad, okay, and my wife, okay? You know why they're the ones who know? Because they're the one who takes care of the books. They process all the finances, okay? It's the only secret that my wife and I have. It's true. But I don't ask because I don't want to know. And I don't care. It's between you and God. And if I did ask, she'd tell me no. So I just want to make that really clear with this, okay? So, but I do know that people have told me that they tithe. They believe in tithing. And I see the blessings of God on their lives. I've seen it happen. This has happened several times where a family will come in and they will hear a teaching on tithing and they begin to tithe and they get excited about it. And then, I mean, they're sharing testimonies of what God is doing in their lives. And they're like, oh my gosh, this thing works. It's incredible. God really does honor this. Things are happening in their lives. Beautiful encounters. Beautiful blessings. It's truth. They get excited. And then, all of a sudden, they fall into a hard time. And instead of giving their tithes, they do something else with their money. And we all have been there, where all of a sudden we've got to make a choice because things got a little tight. Something come up. Our electric bill was way higher than normal or some situation. And then you choose. Okay? And I've seen it happen over and over and over again where they will choose to not give the tithes. And then what happens is this. They choose it again. And then it just gets easier and then easier. And then they're not tithing at all. Okay, and I'm hearing the conversations, they're talking to me. That's how I know this, okay? I'm not sitting there looking at people tithes, okay? I don't know that. I told you that already, so just make sure we're very clear, okay? But they tell me they're struggling to pay their tithes. They're struggling in this area. And then I see this financial decline in their lives. You know what happens next? The spiritual decline starts happening too. And it's happened over and over again. Next thing you know, they leave the church. And they're not even plugging in anywhere. It's happened. God blesses. When we align our lives up with His word in act of obedience, God blesses. And He takes care of us. You talk about walking in His blessings. When you are obedient to every aspect of God's word, amen, believing what the pages actually say, and not trying to justify things away. God, this is what your word says. I'm going to believe it. And I'm going to walk in it. I promise you. If you take God's word at the word, you're going to see something amazing happen in your life. I'm a testimony of it. And I know so many of you are the same way. Amen?
Amen.
Let me put this down. I want to close with this. This is my final thought that I want to leave you with. Finally, keep your eyes on what matters, and it ain't the blessings. It's about the blessing you can be.
Wow.
It's about the blessing that you can be.
There you go.
I love this in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11. I want to put that up there. It's the final thing, and I love this scripture. I love the very end of this. 2 Corinthians 9:11, you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. See, the deal is when we actually align ourselves up with God's word, we realize it's not about us. It's about what God can do through us.
Amen.
And about how much of a blessing we can be to others to point them to Christ.
Yeah.
It's about us when we give generously, how much that is going to point somebody to God. Because we're going to be a blessing to people. Amen. And it causes people to be thanking God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for this blessing. It's about us being obedient. The key to blessings and the key to walking in the blessings is obedience. Obedience to God's word, obedience to His direction with our finances, going after Him for the whole purpose so we can bless others and be a light into this world. Amen. And so when we have an opportunity to give, guess what? We've been processing about giving. We've been thinking about giving. We've been asking God about giving and how to do our finances. We've honored God with our wealth. And so guess what? When we want to give, guess what we've got? We've got money to give.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So when your family is at the restaurant and somebody wants to buy your dinner, you have it to give and bless. I love that. And it's just all to the glory of God. So honor God with your finances. And when you do that, I promise you, you're going to be feeling, you're going to know you're walking in the blessings. You want to walk in the blessings, honor God. Obey God. Obey His word. Amen? Amen. Let's stand to our feet today. The key takeaway that I really want to encourage you with is this, in when it comes to walking in the blessings and with our finances and really understanding biblical finances, is obedience to what God's word is. Reading the pages off the book. What does the word of God say about our finances? I fully believe, wholeheartedly believe in tithe, in the power of the tithe. If you're doubting that area, really search God. Search God's word. Do your own study time with tithing. Ask God to show it to you. If you don't understand fully of sowing and reaping, open up your Bible. Search scripture on sowing and reaping. Do your own homework. Stop looking up other people's teachings on it. That's good sometimes, but it also can mess you up, because everybody's got all kinds of opinions in this area. Find out for yourself what the Word of God says. It's so important in the area of finances that we seek God's face. And we line our lives up with every other area of our lives. We try to do right. We try to line everything up. Why not our finances? And just see what can happen. Prove them with your tithes. It's what His word says. Be obedient to God's word, and man, just see what happens. You're going to find yourself walking in the blessings. And when you're walking in the blessings, man, you just can't help but want to bless others. And you can't help but want to talk about what God's done and how God's blessed you and how He can bless others. And want to give and give generously. Amen. Father, we thank You for Your word today. Lord, I pray that it has help bring a fresh perspective of Your word today. Lord, that we need to process what we're doing with it. We need to pray about it. Seek Your face first, Lord. God, we don't need to be giving out of compulsion or out of any bitterness or any being reluctant, Lord. God, I want to give because it's in my heart to give. As Your word says, You love a cheerful giver. God, I want to be a cheerful giver. God, I want to have it in my heart to have decided, Lord, to give and do. Lord, I pray You just continue to guide us in this area, Lord. God, we want to be obedient to Your word. Father, I pray for blessings, Lord. I just thank You for what You're doing. God, I pray for wisdom in the financial areas in this church, Lord. And to everyone that's hearing this, Lord, I thank You for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.